Buonasera, Luigi's Pizza. Buonasera. It means good evening in Italian. May I say having to explain that to you calls into question the authenticity of your ristorante?
Okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Un momento. Oh, for heaven's sake, now you're being deliberately stupid. Where are you going?
I'm having dinner with Priya at Raj's. I think Howard's going to be there. You want to join us?
But tonight's Thursday. On Thursdays, everybody comes over here and has pizza. Or a reasonable facsimile prepared by someone claiming to be Luigi, but who sounds suspiciously like Jackie Chan.
Can we make a one-time exception for tonight?
We could. We could also stop using the letter M. But I think that idea is misguided and oronic.
Just come with me to Raj's.
Well, I don't want to go to a party.
It's not a party. It's the same group of people who hang out here, hanging out over there.
I'm sorry, but five people eating and chatting is a party.
How come it's not a party when we do it here?
Because we don't throw parties.
I don't know what to tell you, Sheldon. I'm going to see Priya. Everyone's over there. Are you coming or not?
Well, no, sir. And do you know why? In a word, tradition. Every Thursday night for the last 8 years, you and I and our friends have gathered here in this very spot to break bread covered with cheese and sauce, discuss the issues of the day, and yes, share a laugh or two. But I guess our rich heritage means nothing to you.
I guess you're right. See you later.
Wait, Leonard? Wait! Well, what am I going to do for dinner?
Come with me to Raj's and eat there.
Well, I can't do that. What if he serves haggis and blood pudding?
I really doubt that's what he'll serve.
Yeah, but what if he does? I'll be obliged to dine on liver and lung stuffed in a sheep's stomach. Yeah, and frankly, blood pudding is essentially the same thing. I don't know why he's serving both.
What do you want to do? Do you want to come with me or do you want to sit here alone?
No, I'll go to your haggis party. I'm telling you, this is Adness. This is utter and complete Adness.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Oh, dear.
What?
Raj's television. I just realized we're about to spend an evening watching a plasma screen with a cluster of dead pixels in the upper left-hand corner.
So don't watch TV. Read a book.
And be a social pariah? You know that's not my style.
Ugh.
The audible sigh is a show of exasperation, right?
Right.
It was about me or the dead pixels?
You're just in time. We made Tex-Mex.
Oh, sounds great.
Oh, Indians making Tex-Mex. Might as well have had the Chinese pizza.
Hey, you.
Hi.
That's gotta be fun for you, huh? Watching Hofstetter suck the saliva out of your sister's mouth.
Excuse me, before this evening goes any further, we need to decide where everyone's going to sit.
Assigned seats, Sheldon. Just sit anywhere. Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, what fun. We're like hippies at a love-in.
Just sit here.
Yeah, right on, man. Right on. Oh, look. It's Harry Potter and 98% of the Sorcerer's Stone.
Okay, we've got fajitas with all the fixins, so you make your own.
The wonderful dinner. Some assembly required.
Do you want a margarita, Sheldon?
A margarita? Where are we? What is happening?
Oh, hey, Sheldon. What can I get you?
Water. Neat. With a little umbrella.
Where are all your friends?
Sadly, Penny, this evening I am the Dark Knight, roaming these mean streets alone. A windbreaker for my cape, and a stern expression for my cowl.
Okay.
Excuse me. Isn't this the point where the world-weary barkeep absent-mindedly wipes down the bar and coaxes the woes out of the troubled patron?
Well, I was getting your stupid umbrella, but all right.
What's troubling you, buddy?
I don't think your heart's in it, but since you asked, apparently, because Leonard is dating Raj's sister, we're all forced to hang out at his apartment.
Oh, the horror. Yeah.
Indeed. Yet at one point, Raj put on reggae music, and his sister took off her shoes. It was like the last days of Caligula. Oh, I have to get this. Umbrella. Wonder what she's exasperated about. Hello?
Sheldon, are you all right? When last we spoke, you were going to take a taxi home from Raj's, but according to Facebook, you just checked in at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yes, I was in a taxi, but the driver didn't look at all like the photograph on his license, so I leapt out and ran for it.
Wise.
There you go. Just like recovering alcoholics drinking the Caribbean.
Hi, bestie.
Oh, hi, Amy. How you been?
Fine. From this angle, I can see up your nose.
It's a great time to be alive, isn't it?
But don't worry, my problems can wait while you two hens finish your clucking.
Look, Sheldon, Leonard is dating Priya. She's staying with Raj. That means you're all probably going to be hanging out there more.
Penny, I'm sorry you got dragged into this. I know you're devastated that your ex-boyfriend has found an exciting new lover with flawless caramel-colored skin.
Okay, I'm not upset about Leonard and Priya.
Your flaring nostrils indicate otherwise.
Cluck, cluck, cluck.
Sheldon, look at me. I think it's time to face the fact that Leonard is the nucleus of your social group. Where he goes, the group goes.
Leonard the nucleus? That makes no sense. Well, I'm the whimsical elf that everyone looks to for a good time.
I'm not saying that you're not fun. You're the most fun person I know.
A lot of people think I'm fun to be around.
Don't be needy, bestie. That's probably part of what chased Leonard away. What I am saying, Sheldon, is that your group is Leonard-centric. If it were a town, it would be Leonardville. If it were an Islamic nation, Leonardstan. If it were the birthplace of motion pictures, we'd all be singing Hooray for Leonardwood.
Oh, I got one. If you guys were a band, you'd be called Leonard and the Leonards.
So needy.
What you doing?
I'm setting out snacks.
I do realize everyone's eating at Raj's again tonight.
Well, I didn't say the snacks were for you, now did I, Nosy Rosie?
You're having people over?
Yes. Must be killing you wondering who. Fine, I'll tell you. There's Stuart from the comic book store, Barry Kripke from the university, Penny's ex-boyfriend Zach, and TV's LeVar Burton.
Really? LeVar Burton's coming here?
Possibly. I tweeted him.
Okay, well, tell him I loved him on Star Trek.
Please, Leonard, stop trying to horn in on my new friends.
Of course. Good night.
Leonard?
Yeah?
We had a good run, you and I.
Okay.
But change is a part of life.
It certainly is.
Okay. I have guests coming. I'm afraid I'm gonna have to ask you to leave now.
I am leaving.
Don't make this harder than it is, Leonard.
Goodbye, Sheldon.
And goodbye to you, sir. He'll be back.
Of course I'll be back. I live here!
It would appear LeVar Burton won't be joining us, so let's get started. I thought we'd begin by going around the room, introducing ourselves, and saying a little bit about why we're here. Okay, I'm Sheldon. For regular readers of the New England Journal of High Energy Physics, I need no introduction. If you're not familiar with that publication, there's a free copy in your goodie bag. Stuart.
Hi, I'm Stuart. I run a comic book store, which for financial reasons I'm currently living in. Yes, what I'm hoping for most out of tonight is a hot shower.
It's very nice, Stuart. Zach?
I'm Zach, and I'm a... Could you come back to me?
Of course. Barry?
I'm Barry Kripke, and I'm here because you told me there was going to be a waffle? When is the waffle?
Patience, patience, Barry. The waffle... the raffle... is the grand finale to an evening-long festival of fun and folly.
One more question.
Yes, you must be present to win.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm Zach, and I'm, Oh, crap, why is this so hard?